said today that the growing anti-Cuban hysteria of Yankee leaders had encouraged small groups of Cuban exiles who hope they can defeat socialism with violent terrorist methods. But a statement by Robert McNamara, former U.S. Defense Secretary, made at a conference in Havana last week, seemed to offer the hand of peace.
There is no threat to U.S. security from Cuba today. I say that quite categorically, and I say it as one who spent 7 years of my life worrying about such threats and believing, rightly or wrongly, that we were indeed in danger by the actions of the Cubans and the Soviets. That danger no longer exists for us. I'm positive of that.
Robert McNamara. But does Robert McNamara's statement in Havana suggest a softening of U.S. policy towards Cuba? I put that question to Professor Anthony Bryan, director of the Institute of International Relations at the University of the West Indies, who is currently a senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Washington.
Officially, I don't think that it does. What I think it reveals is that